بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Indeed, all praise is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomsoever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, He has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves our worship except for Him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger to all of humanity. وقال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال الله عز وجل يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. وقال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. As to what follows, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah who's blessed us all with one more day of life. Alhamdulillah who's blessed us to be Muslim. And Alhamdulillah who blessed us to come to the masjid today for the dhikr of Allah, for the remembrance of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us to benefit from the reminder today, inshallah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, the topic for today's talk, the topic for today's khutbah is just going to be a reminder for us. A reminder for us about one of the dangers, one of the things that we do, some of the things that we do that destroy our brotherhood in Islam. Some of the things that we do that destroy the bonds between one another. The bonds of brotherhood that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has established between us. And the reason why I chose this topic is because a couple of reasons. Number one, if you look around the world today, if you look at the news, you see it seems like Islam is on the lips of everyone. Islam is on the lips of everyone, and people, they're saying all kinds of bad things about Islam. They're saying all kinds of bad things about what they should do to the Muslims. This is what's going on if you look at the news. And the people that are speaking out about it and other people that are supporting it. So at a time like this, brothers, we need to come together as brothers. At a time like this, with this trial and tribulation that's going on, we need to come together as brothers. Because this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made us brothers to begin with. And also, I wanted to talk about this because as we're moving forward with the new masjid, we're trying to get this new masjid done, we need to come together as brothers and sisters in Islam to get this done. We need everybody to participate and come together for the sake of Allah and put aside our differences and any feelings or whatever, and do it for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, the topic of today's khutbah is just going to be about some of the things we need to avoid that destroy the brotherhood between us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. Allah says, verily the believers, they are brothers. Verily the believers, they are brothers to one another. And this is the way that we're supposed to be. And we need to remember that no matter where we come from, what our background is, what our language is, what our skin color is, it's Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who made us brothers in Islam. Because it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who chose us for Islam. At-Tirmidhi has related on Jabir radiallahu anhu, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن شيطان قد يائس أن يبده المصلون ولكن في تحريش بينهم. This is a hadith that we've mentioned before. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that verily the Shaitan, he's given up hope. He's given up hope of ever being worshipped by the people that make the Salat, by the Muslims. He's given up hope that the Muslims will ever worship him. So instead what he does is he lies in wait for them. Instead what the Shaitan does is he tries to come between them and cause fitna, cause problems, cause hatred between them. This is what the Shaitan does. If he can't get us to straight out be kuf, be disbelievers, then the next thing he's going to do is he's going to cause problems between us. So we need to be aware of this. And brothers and sisters, we need to be aware that nobody is above the plot of the Shaitan. Nobody is above Shaitan trying to destroy him and the brotherhood that he has with his brothers and sisters in Islam. Nobody. Even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It said that upon occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was in the masjid. And it was during Ramadan, and Rasulullah, he was making itikaf. He was staying in the masjid, secluded in the masjid. And one night, one of his wives came to see him. And this was Safiya radiallahu anha. Safiya came to see him, and after they were finished talking, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he began to walk her to the outskirts of the masjid. And it was in the middle of the night. And we need to remember back then, it's not like today, they didn't have street lights, they didn't have lanterns. It was dark. It was hard to see, and the only light they had was the moonlight, if there was any moonlight. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's walking his wife to the outskirts of the boundaries of the masjid. And suddenly he sees two figures approaching. Two men, they're approaching. And Rasulullah sees that when they see him with his wife, they see and they turn away and they start walking away real quick. Like they didn't want to see anything. They started walking away real quick. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he started walking quickly behind them. He started walking quickly behind them and they started moving even faster away from him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to them, "Ala rislikuma, innama hiya Safiyatun bintu Huyay." He said to them, "Slow down, stop walking so fast. This is my wife, Safiya." This is what Rasulullah said to them. So these two men that were walking away from him as fast as they could, they said, "Subhanallah ya Rasulullah, wa qabbura alayhima." They said, "O Messenger of Allah, subhanallah, glory be to Allah, O Messenger of Allah. We would never think anything bad of you. We would never think anything bad of you." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to them, "Inna shaytana yajri mina ibn Adam mablaga dam. Wa inni hashitu an yakdifa fi kulubikuma." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa he said to them, "Verily the shaytan, the Satan, he runs through the sons of Adam like their blood runs through them." In other words, he's that close to you. He's that close to us. And he said, "And I was afraid that the shaitan, he would put some ideas in your heart about what you saw." So we need to reflect for a moment. This was the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was with his wife and he saw two people see him. And these two people, they acted like they didn't want to see what was going on. Maybe they suspected. They didn't know who that was with him. Maybe they suspected it was something inappropriate, so they tried to get away as fast as possible. The Messenger of Allah, he understood what they might be thinking, so he chased them down, and he made them understand, "Verily, this is my wife. This is nothing wrong going on, this is my wife." And they said, "Subhanallah, ya Rasulullah, how could we think anything bad of you? This is the Messenger of Allah." And the Messenger of Allah said, "Verily, the shaitan, he's on us. He's on us like your blood flows through you. And I was afraid the shaitan would put something in your heart about what you saw." So if this is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, come on in, brother, this is the room. Come on in. If this is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then how about us? If the shaitan would not stop to try to cause some kind of trouble or suspicion between the Messenger of Allah and the people, then what about between us, brothers and sisters? Brothers and sisters, we need to realize that many of the problems that come between us as brothers and sisters in Islam is from the shaitan. It's from the shaitan. This is how he destroys the brotherhood. This is how he destroys the community. By coming between us and our brothers and sisters in Islam. And as I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he already said in the Quran, "Innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa." Verily the believers, they're but brothers. This is the way we're supposed to be. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next ayah, in the next verse, he warns us about one of those things that destroys this brotherhood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Ya ayyuhalina amanu, la yaskhar qawmu min qawmin, asa an yakunu haydan minhu." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, do not let one group of people look down or make fun of or put down another group of people. Because it may be that this second group of people that's being looked down upon, they're better than the first group of people. Brothers and sisters, this is one of the worst things that we do to one another. We look down upon one another. We put one another down. And when you put somebody down, it's like you're raising yourself up above them. And this is something that we don't need to do. Because Allah is saying himself, it could be this second person, that this person that you're looking down upon, it could be that they're better than you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Al-kibru batrul haq wa ghamsun nas." Rasulullah said that arrogance is refusing the truth. Refusing the truth and looking down on the people. This is kibr. And this is what happens when we put ourselves above other people, or even when we put other people down. Who are we to put other people down? Think about this for a second. Who are we to put other people down? We're nobody. And yet we do this all the time. In another hadith, Rasulullah said that al-kibr, this arrogance, this pride, is ghamtun nas, disliking the people, despising the people, hating the people. So brothers and sisters, let's avoid this. Let's avoid this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He goes on and He tells us, وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. And do not defame yourselves. Do not defame yourselves. What does this mean? This means don't put the people down. Don't take away the honor from the people. Don't take away from the position of respect and honor that the people have. Don't do this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in another surah in the Quran, He says, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَّةٍ لُمَزَةٍ. Woe to every scandal mongerer and backbiter. Woe to every person who carries the tales back and forth about so-and-so and this person and that person. And he backbites on them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, woe to them. And it said that this word, hams. Hams, it's the bad things that you do with your hands about the people. And lams is the bad that you do with your tongue to the people. Woe to every scandal mongerer and backbiter. So brothers and sisters, let's avoid this. Let's not talk bad about one another. Let's not look for each other's weaknesses and bad points, because all of us, we have them. All of us, we're imperfect. Brothers and sisters, instead of looking for the bad in one another, let's look for the good. Let's look for the good. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the one that chose each and every one of us for Islam. Allah knows what we don't know. Allah knows about that brother which you don't know about him. Allah knows about that sister which you don't know about her. And it's Allah who has honored us with Islam, each and every one of us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He said, Kullu muslimi ala muslimi haram. Everything about a Muslim is sacred to another Muslim. Everything about a Muslim is sacred to another Muslim. Maluhu wa irduhu wa damuhu. He said, your wealth, or their wealth, their honor and their blood, this is sacred among the Muslims. We have no right to take away or negate or infringe upon those things that are honorable in our brothers and sisters in Islam. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He said, حَسْبُ مْرِئٍ مِنَ الشَّرِّ أَنْ يَحْقِرَ أَخَاهُ الْمُسْلِمِ. He said, it is enough evil for a Muslim to hate his Muslim brother. It is enough evil just for that, for a Muslim to hate or despise his Muslim brother. And this feeling of hate and despise, it's within us. What about when we do more than that? What about when, instead of just keeping that feeling within you, you speak out and you tell the people, man, look at so-and-so. Or I think this about this person. Or this about that person. What about when we verbalize it? What about when we put this hate and these bad feelings that are in our heart for our brothers and sisters in Islam? What about when we let them out and now we start putting action behind it? Brothers and sisters, another thing that tears apart this brotherhood in Islam and is going to hold us back as a community is being suspicious of one another. Being suspicious about one another's intentions, about what we really want, what we're really trying to do. This suspicion is a terrible thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, once again, O you who believe, اِخْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِنَ الظَّنَّ إِنَّ بَدَدَنِّي إِثْمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who believe, avoid much suspicion. Avoid much suspicion of one another. Because verily in some suspicion, there is sin. Verily, in some suspicion, there is sin. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he said, never think bad of a word that comes out of your brother's mouth if you can find an excuse for it. Never think bad of a word that comes out of your brother's mouth if you can find an excuse for it. And if you can't find an excuse for it, the ulama have said, then say to yourself, well, maybe he has an excuse I can't think of. Maybe there's a reason he said this and I just don't know what it is. And this is what gets us in trouble so many times. Because all of us, we say things and maybe we don't use the best way to say it. And then somebody else, maybe they hear it and they think the worst about it. Brothers and sisters, let's give each other the benefit of the doubt. Let's think, maybe my brother didn't mean it the way I'm thinking he meant it. Maybe my brother doesn't mean what it sounded like. Maybe there's a reason why he said this or she said that. We have to give each other the benefit of the doubt, brothers and sisters. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَدَنَّا فَإِنَّ دَنَا أَقْذَبُ الْحَدِيثِ. Rasulullah said, beware of suspicion. Beware of suspicion, because he said, verily, suspicion is the worst of false tales. Suspicion, the things we suspect about one another, and we start talking about it, it's the worst of false tales. It's the worst of things that are not true. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا, and do not spy on one another. وَلَا تَحَسَّسُوا, and do not look for the fault in one another. وَلَا تَنَافَسُوا, and don't be jealous of one another. وَلَا تَحَسَدُوا, and don't be envious of one another. وَلَا تَبَاغَدُوا, and don't hate one another. وَلَا تَدَابَرُوا, and don't shun, neglect, desert one another. وَقُونُوا إِبَادِ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا, and instead be the servants of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead be the brothers for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, we need to listen to this advice. As I said at the beginning of the khutbah, we got enough people that are already hating on the Muslims. We got enough people that are out there plotting on how to make our lives worse. This is the reality. This is not exaggeration. This is not us being paranoid. This is the reality of what you see out there. People, they're talking about kicking Muslims out. People, they're talking about locking Muslims up. People, they're talking about shutting down masajid. People, they're talking about, let's make all the Muslims have to register and let's keep track of them. SubhanAllah, we got enough people out there that are working against the Muslims. We don't need to be working against one another. We need to be coming together like this for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Coming together as brothers and sisters for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the things that I already mentioned that we do is we look for the faults in one another. This is something that we like to do. We like to look at what's wrong with so-and-so. What's wrong with her? Look at all the things that's wrong with him. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, he said, Samitu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, إِنَّكَ إِنِّي أَتْبَتَّ أَوْرَةِ النَّاسِ أَفْسَدَتَّهُمْ أَوْكِدْتَ أَنْ تُفْسِدَهُمْ. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, he said, I heard the Messenger of Allah say that if you look for the faults in the people, if you look for the faults in the people, you will ruin those people. If you look for the faults, if you start looking for what's wrong with this person, all the bad qualities about him or her, you're going to ruin the people. Why is this? Because other people are going to do the same thing. When you start looking for what's wrong with so-and-so, then the next person is going to do the same thing. And then this person is going to look at this person. And this person is going to look at what's wrong with him. And all you're going to do is ruin the people. We're just going to ruin ourselves. We're going to ruin this brotherhood that we're supposed to have. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this type of behavior. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the plots of the shaitan. The plots of the Satan, because this is what he's doing. For certain, this is what he's doing. أقول قول هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد. It said that Isa عليه الصلاة والسلام, Jesus, the son of Mary, it said that he gave some nasiha to the people. He gave some advice to the people. And he said, you people, you look for the thorns. You look for the thorns in the people, and you neglect this branch that's sticking in your own eye. Isa alayhi salam, he said, you look for the shawqa in the people, the thorns, the tiny things in the people, and you neglect this branch that's in your own eye. Meaning you neglect all that's wrong with yourself. You're looking for the tiny things that's wrong with him and her. And this is the reality, brothers and sisters. This is how we do. And we need to stop doing that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَدُّهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَدٍّ. The believing men and the women, they are the awliya of one another. The awliya, they are the supporters. They are the helpers. They are the defenders. They are the protectors of one another. This is the way we're supposed to be. May Allah help all of us, because all of us, we fall into this. This is human nature. We fall into this, but we need to stop it. We need to stop it for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we want to make our community stronger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in the Quran, after He warned us about all those things that we need to avoid, avoid the people making fun of one another, avoid the people putting the people down, avoid the suspicion of one another, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, إِنَّ أَقْرَمَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily, the best of you in the sight of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that person who has the most taqwa of Allah, the most consciousness of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the best of us in the sight of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, and verily Allah knows what is, knows the deepest, knows the innermost secrets, the innermost truth of us. And this is the reality. This goes back to what I said. All we know about one another is what we see. And what we see is very little. We don't really know what's inside this brother's heart, what's in my heart, what's in your heart, what's in her heart. We don't know the intentions. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does know. And Allah says, verily, the best of you is that person who has the most taqwa of Allah. The person who remembers the law the most, and he tries to live his life according to what Allah has told him about how to live his life. May Allah make us from the muttaqeen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-mu'minu lil-mu'mini kal-bunyani yashuddu ba'dahu al-ba'dan. He said, the relationship of one believer to another is like the bricks of a building. The relationship of one believer to another is like the bricks of a building. They support one another. And this is the way we need to be. This is especially the way we need to be today, like I said, in the environment that we're living in. This is 2016. It's not 10 years ago. We're in a new environment. We've got new things going on around us. People are thinking differently about Islam and the Muslims today. We need to come together as brothers and sisters for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order for us to move forward as a community. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, La yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibba li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsi. None of you truly believes until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. So this is the way we need to be, brothers and sisters. The same way we love for the people to think good of us. The same way we love for the people to give us the benefit of the doubt. The same way we love for the people to cut us some slack. If maybe they see us doing something that maybe looks funny or sounds weird or what have you, we want people to give us the benefit of the doubt. Let's do the same for our brothers and sisters in Islam, because this is the way we strengthen the brotherhood. This is the way we come together for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَخْفِدْ جَنَّاهَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And lower your wings for the believer. Lower your wings for the believer. This means humble yourself to your brothers and sisters in Islam. Humble yourself. Have humility. Don't raise yourself above the people, but lower yourself for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on all of us and to forgive us all our sins. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to be brothers and sisters for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify all of our hearts and our intentions, and to make our intentions purely for